Hello, welcome to 1000 Voices Podcast. This is your host Gina, and this show is about all the self-help, self-love, self-care. And this podcast is built in chapters. So we are on chapter 7. I'm talking about all things time. If you go back to the beginning, you actually find out I've spoken about so many things. So it's more of like a book, you know, with chapters. It's not like a linear type of podcast. It's more of like a progressive, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right word. But yeah, it's evergreen. Like, it's 1000 voices. So today's topic is the concept of time in different cultures. Yep. Concept of time. And what do I mean? So, do you know that different cultures perceive time in different ways? In some, time is linear, as in like a straight line or like a stream. Then in others, it's circular. And I think this is the Chinese people, I think. Yeah. I don't know. I will tell you more about the cultures that practice the circular time. But what I know is the difference between the cultural constructs and interpretation in time is very different, and they all have unique ways, you know, that influence how individuals experience and value time. So the Western culture often views time as a line. It's a straight line, past, present, future. Then indigenous and Eastern cultures perceive time as a cycle. So you have seasons, you have life, you have death, right? And what that means is they look at the moon, for example, like the phases of the moon. So it's like when the moon is half, when the moon is full, or something like that. That's what they look at, right? So that's the one aspect of time, like on like cultural variations of time perception. Okay, then you have the ones that are obsessed with time. You have to be punctual, like for example in Japan or Germany, if you're late, you're in trouble. You have to stick to schedules. And then in other places, like for example in Africa, you have to, you know, take the relaxed approach. I mean, if I say I'm coming at 2, I'm coming at 2:05. Well, I personally am always very punctual. Ooh. First tongue tie of the chapter. So I'm always very punctual because I respect time and I also respect other people's times. But then you have people like my friend. I don't want to mention your name because I don't want now people to know that you do this. If she says we are meeting at 3, just know we are meeting at 6. I don't know why she does this, but yeah, that's the African time for you. Then another thing is some cultures, they focus on the present moment and their relationships are strict when it comes to like adherence to time. Like, they emphasize in enjoying the now, like the present moment. Then you have religion and spiritual influences where time influences traditions, perception. It influences concepts of eternity. And yeah, for example, like other religions believe in different timelines. And then, you know, we have scientists talking about the Big Bang. And then, you know, you have like historical events that happened at specific times. And it's just like different for everyone, you know. Then you also have your festivals and your cultural rituals and having stuff different, like having stuff done at different times, marking the passage of time as a community, as their heritage. So that's that. And then you also have your life stages or events or transitions, for example, birth, graduation, marriage, death. Those are also just unique ways showing the reflection on time and the significance of time. So as I was saying, like, different cultures perceive time differently. Some see it as a sign of respect and some see it as a more relaxed, like, I think it's in Italy where there's a time where everybody stops working and they're just taking a break and they just value that, you know, which I think is something that is so beautiful. I wish that was done everywhere. Then you have places where it's just like non-stop, like, you know, there isn't like a specific respect for time, especially to like personal and social things. It's mostly just the weekend, which I think is not fair. I feel like if I even have been thinking that maybe in a better world, we would have a 3-day working week, and then we have 4 days of rest. If you say I'm dreaming, thank you. I'll keep on dreaming. But like, that's like what I would love to experience. That will be my own culture that I will create, because like, yo, Monday to Friday is pretty intense. And especially for entrepreneurs like myself, you don't even have a Monday to Friday. You have a Sunday to Sunday. But I think if you can create that time for yourself where you decide to say, I'm only working 4 days a week, or I'm only working 3 days a week, and you can still generate income, you have passive streams of income that will take care of your bills, your lifestyle, your family, then you don't need to work like a lot more, you know, you can retire early. So that's kind of what I am really, really interested in. I think it would be so interesting to kind of live a life that, because at the end of the day, if we look at it, yeah, let me get a little personal. We are just here, and the only accurate thing that we can measure about our existence is time. Have you ever thought about it? Because when you're born, you're born with like X amount of time, and then you just have to spend it. And how you decide to spend it is not necessarily entirely up to you. Because like, for example, your parents will tell you what to do. You have to do this, you have to do that. And then you get into school. And then after school, you have to live a certain life. You have to do this, you have to do that. So are we truly, really free if you're not free to use your time the way you want to? Because it's literally the only resource that you are given. Are you truly free if you cannot do what you want whenever you want? Are you truly free if you can't decide to just drop everything and then just decide to not do anything? Are you truly free? And this is where, deep down, everything I stand for, I've always been fighting for financial freedom, because I feel like with financial freedom, then you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. Because I feel like most people are driven by just wanting the basics of things in life, a roof over your head, food on the table, clothes to wear, you know, taking care of the bills and everything. I just feel like that's like the chain that bounds most people to not really experience the true freedom of their time, which is quite sad, because it's only a few select that have the freedom of their time, or they have the freedom to do whatever they want whenever they want. And I say, either way, are we all truly living? Are we really truly living? Or I don't know. Anyway, next topic, I'm talking about age. See you then.